Greetings. Hi, my name is Mark Levy, and I was a student of Ted Green. I studied with him in the 70s and when I was a teenager, and then again in the 90s. I taped every session, every lesson in the 90s. I studied with him for about three and a half years, somewhere between 91 and 94, 95, and I taped every lesson, and I'm more than happy to share them with you. Please realize that they're totally unedited and clearly for non-commercial educational use only. And I hope you learn something from this great, great teacher and guitarist and person. And realize I'm just an enthusiastic student, so I probably ask a lot of dumb questions, but you see what a patient man he is with me. So anyway, enjoy and thank you.
One of the beautiful aspects of Wes Montgomery's playing is he finds a nice tempo where triplets are exciting. Not necessarily real fast at all, but not too slow. So for God Bless the Child, when you said, I tend to play this as a solo piece and play it real slow and sultry.
Right.
But to play it a little more up, I used to play it more up, about here. I wonder what this is on the M. And it feels like it's probably about 80. It's faster than 1 second per one beat per second. Pardon me. I can feel that's not a whole second right there. Time me out 15 seconds, would you? And I'm going to count out loud. Tell me when to start.
Five, four, wait.
Tell me when to start.
Five, four, three. Wait a second, I'm sorry. Right. Two. Now.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. You stop me at 15, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
Right now.
Okay, so that was actually closer to 100. If we multiply that times 4 for a minute. Let me think if I'm actually hearing it that way. Yes, about 100. That's fair. Anywhere between 80 and 100. If you just take...
That's pretty cool.
When I got into this, those are altered.
That's cool.
Then.
You're saying that you would work on that level more on a solo thing, or maybe?
I find I do it
automatically. I like it.
Last decade, I find if I let myself be uninhibited, that's another strategist. I say, forget what you know and try not to think now. See what happens when you don't think, but you make yourself prime candidate for feel award of the day. Man, you must feel the music. See what your body is in the mood for rhythmically. And I say,
you know, I'm so glad you're saying this, because I'll tell you, there. A lot of times when I play a tune, I play like this, and go, God, I dig this, but really, this isn't sort of like solo guitar. Maybe I shouldn't do this.
You know what? It's nice if you choose notes that make you happy. It's more about the notes. If the feel is the big deal running it.
But will it stand on its own? That's
not for the hour.
No.
But for moments, sure, man. And especially if you're interspersing chords, too, it's very valid then. The feel is good. If people can really relate, I mean, for you first, but for other people too, if they can sense where your time is, then they're going to groove with you. I mean, for instance, Bill Evans plays solo piano and does not walk a bass much ever. You almost never get pulse from Bill in that sense. But it's okay.
I bought a great vinyl, piece of vinyl of his.
Really? It's not from left to right, is it?
Yes, with Fender, where he plays Fender Rhodes.
He plays piece.
I don't look, I can't remember.
But it is from left to right? It's on one label. It's the only piece he did that's not in the Riverside
and
or the Fantasy catalog.
The front of the LP has a Smoke and a Smoke, there's a Fender Rhodes on one side and a Grand.
I think that's from left to right. It has something called Children's Song or piece on it. That's an amazing album.
Really?
How'd you happen upon that one?
Record Surplus, $8.
Yeah, that's got some great, That's the same album.
I think it is.
Super cool. Beautiful. Yeah, pretty. Really beautiful stuff. Have you heard My Bells yet by Bill Evans? Listen to that one someday. Okay. You'll be glad that he lived. And you'll be glad that you're alive that day to hear it. Yeah, it's really great stuff.
Anyway,
so triplets.
Yeah.
And see, because Jazz Ace at this tempo, you can only do so much of that. They're great. I mean, they are great. But time is of the essence in both senses of meaning. So when you go...
Right.
I'm just playing like off of blue colors now. Go ahead, Bud. What?
Well, what I was thinking, like, again, it... I'm trying to remember what the melody note was. It was like...
it's a sixth.
A sixth.
Well, actually, the third first. Then it's got that... Then, yeah.
But I wanted this descending line. I can't remember. I'd have to figure it out. I mean, I just sat down and figured it out. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, that's the basic thing that I was going to work on that type of level.
Here's the descending line.
That's good. That's very good.
That's normal in this song. And the four. Minor.
Four minor.
Flat seven. Three minor for one. I don't know if they've got a rhythm.
Watch it. I want you to look at the changes. Let's see.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears version. I have this chord.
What's that? That's cool.
It's kind of nice. It's a 4-11 with a 13. Mm-hmm. Student F. Mm-hmm. Yeah, play 4-11. Don't tell me out now, man. Match my volume level. I know that guy's up there still. Mark, try this 4-11 and just lean to the side. You'll get to your 13. There it is.
Okay, I know that sound.
So when you go from one,
that's cool.
Then I'll use the big chord. Sometimes I'll do an altered five for contrast, meaning I change the motif if I'm still going to play the color three times, but the fourth time, I'm going to hear a 5-11 there. This time I'm going to go to a 4-dominant. This is a blue tune.
Right.
Now, this is not worried about the triplet tempo.
No, we're just taking that motif.
I would do that later as I got excited in the middle of the tune. I bring the tempo up. This is slow now at the beginning. 5 minor, line progression. Instead of playing 2, 5, or 4, I'm hearing it as a line progression on the 5 minor. It'll lead you to the same dominant, which puts you into the 4 chord. And this is a 4 major.
Right. 4 minor.
And the 4 minor. Or the flat 7 dominant can come in on any of those kind of melody notes. Let's see which melody notes they have there. Everyone's melody is different on this. They have... let me do this right. They're just close to me. I've heard Billy and some of those guys go, Mama, man.
Kind
of laid back. As
it's
I
like,
say.
How do you write that one?
Ooh, that's tough, man, that laid back stuff. Mm-hmm. But we hear it. We can play it over the pulse. That's something that, it's a beautiful thing to work on, where you say, them that got, shall ya. You try to make, instead of them, this is normal. So to lean back.
I listen to her a lot. I like her stuff.
I like her phrasing.
It blows my mind. Sometimes.
You can get close to it if you really study. You just got to hear it in your head.
Right.
I'm not doing it as cool as she does.
That's
get
fair.
Close. You can get
it's
in that
there,
territory.
Sure.
So here. Mama, mate. So to go. is.
I think it's...
Now here I'm doing this other version. I heard really good. God bless the child. How does she sing it?
I can't remember, but...
God bless the child.
Trying to get it, it takes a lot. I could see where it takes a lot of work where you could get that and really be sincere. Or have it come across as it being real sincere.
Oh, it'll come across sincere. I wouldn't worry about that. A friend of mine always talks in those streets. He says, I didn't get any honesty from Mariah. And I said, well, wait.
Yeah.
Just because her dress fits well. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be too prejudiced. Mm-hmm. You know, she says, I don't get that she means it. I said, she means it, man. She's just young. She's singing more than you want her to. Because he gets upset, I think, that she sings on every word, that she sings a lot of syllables and stuff.
Right.
Figure she's showing off or something. Anyway, I wouldn't question your sincerity. Don't worry. People will feel that you love what you're doing.
Right.
It might come across that you still aren't a master of it.
Right.
Whenever I play this stuff, I can tell if somebody's really deeply in it, they would know. Like if Aretha were in the audience, she'd say, well, that boy's doing all right. He's pretty good at some of it. But she'd hear me groping in other spots.
Right.
And he does not have the phrasing well on that little part. You know, she was a critic writing
right.
the good parts and the bad. She'd be right.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do? This is something to look forward to.
Keep working.
Happy to keep growing.
At least you're here, right? At least she's listening to me.
She's listening, yeah.
You're
That's a good point.
Being in the game is the ticket, man.
That's where it begins.
You're in the game.
How did they get Aretha out from Detroit to hear me? That's a start.
That's pretty big. I have a book on her, too.
You have a book on her?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Just Hank Aretha Franklin. I don't remember the title.
Is it well done? Or?
I haven't looked at it yet. It's on the list. I have a big, on the wall, you know.
A bunch of books that you've got that you want to get
in
to.
In line, getting ready.
Same. We're doing the same thing. We got the latest ones.
So change-wise, is that pretty straight ahead? Or how can I approach it? What should I do?
I think of the song like this. I'm going to put it in F now. Or should I keep it in this key? Easy
if
for it if I keep it in there.
Keep it out because I'll move it. I'll transpose.
I love E flat and harmony. This is one song I like to hear higher sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go long meter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I won't. Short meter. One, four. No, I actually hear 1 to 2 minor, and then 1. Just anything that you want. I mean, I don't buy these changes that we should hit a 4 so soon
because
we're going to be targeting the 4 as a special place in the next line.
Right.
I don't want to overuse it. So now that I hear is a 5-11as well as a 2 minor. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And it sits perfectly with me, which is cool.
Great. As it moves up the scale to 3 minor, that's just 1 again. Dominant. I like
Dynamite.
Then I'm going to go 5 minor with the line progression. I'm just playing standard guitar, not even Stairway to Heaven, just that.
Right.
1-7. If you want it really to sound atmospheric, use a flat 5 ninth chord, dominant 9, flatted 5th root, A dominant 9
okay.
in this case. Pulls into the 4.
Cool.
And major 9 on the 4. Then we're talking 4 minor. And the flat 7 dominant. Then I like 3 minor instead of 1.
Can I stop it just for
a
second?
Uh-huh.
The voicing on
4
that
major?
4.
Yeah. Second finger?
Uh-huh.
Let's go back a chord before it. The flat 5 dominant is
right.
8. Here's A7.
Right.
Eddie Peabody, the banjo player. Then we make it A9.
Right, gotcha.
We bumped A to B.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost A, we bring it back with the pinky in the bass.
Okay.
No open string because you want to be able to play it in every key.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
But now that you know that, you could use an open string.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to keep my pinky there for the reason that I'm going to pivot all the notes down a fret. Pivot meaning I'm going to keep the second finger down.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stand by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is moving 1 fret lower.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
To make it minor,
I see.
Top 2 notes are going to descend. Most harmonies, the story in life of descending life, about 90% of it.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. About 90% of the story of harmony in this century in the Tin Pan Alley. Traditional harmony, mm-hmm. it's a story of descending lines, much more than ascending lines, way much more. So here's two notes, a major nine on the lower mm-hmm. half step. Minor nine.
Cool.
And it's friend, D flat dominant. Mm-hmm. Instead of going back to the one, we're going to three minor. God bless the child. Altered C7, mm-hmm. 3-6-2-5. It's got a two minor, either five or flat two, Hendrix.
Okay.
The raised nine chord on flat two can be really attractive right. sometimes. I'm just playing E, seven, mm-hmm. raised nine. Mm-hmm. So we went three, six. Can you hear the melody?
Yep.
I mean, in your mind?
Yep. That two you put in the 11?
Which two?
The two minor?
Nope, just okay. the two okay. minor seven with the nine. Okay. If I add the 11, I don't want to lose the A flat. I have to tap in the A flat here because I want it to be minor. Okay. I love two dominant, but I'm saving it for the spots in this tune where I really crave it. I like to have tunes where I can actually enjoy a three minor seven. To a six altered dom, to a two minor, to a five anything, or a sub thereof. Mm-hmm. Most tunes I get bored with them, doesn't sound right to me. I need a two dominant in most tunes before I hear the two minor. This is a rarity.
Okay.
I'm actually loving that this is actually a minor chord. It doesn't disturb me. I don't say, wow, where's my F7? I need it. There's a lot of tunes, man.
Where you go so two dom, to where, two minor.
A lot of them, you'll go two minor, five, somewhere. And then by the time later when it goes, then I'm ready for a two minor.
Yep.
But I wanted that 2-7 first to join mm-hmm. in. I didn't want to go so, you know, 2-5-1 tunes where they go.
Sure.
The song There Will Never Be Another You.
That's a great tune, yeah.
If you're an E flat. Say, first time. Here I'm going to make it minor. Now with the dominant. It's alternate dominant, right? Isn't it more fun? And then you get the two minor, more jazzy.
I need to work. This is an area I want to really attack.
The main line level of the song, what we call midline changes.
Yeah, I mean,
to hear the basic chords that are still good enough,
and being able to take a change. I get locked in like it has to be this way, just mentally, you know.
Well, we have to find. Here's what it is. Mm-hmm. I think Bill Evans would agree with this because mm-hmm. I heard that interview with Mary McPartland. Mm-hmm. You find a decent midline level of changes that are the bedrock. We're not talking about every exquisite detail yet. Just what the basic, main, good, fundamental jazz changes should be in the middle, mid-range level mm-hmm. of activity. Not too basic.
Right.
That's terrible. Not even this basic because this is just not cool enough. You can mm-hmm. call it that, though. You can still say mm-hmm. 1-6 dominant, 2.
I feel comfortable doing that.
Yes. But a level up from there that you're happy to play mm-hmm. the basic changes, that they're voiced just well enough to where you're not saying, oh, I'm bored with, you know, like this is well enough to me.
Right.
If I call this, then they've got, nothing there bothers me. But if I voice, it's too basic.
That's where I'm at, you see.
And certainly the campfire level. This is not even.
But I want to get to that you're doing that as a starting level to develop a piece.
Yes, that's fair. And then you say, now how can I revoice it without going for the ultimate and exquisite fanciness yet? Mm-hmm. Just to say, well, do I know any other E flat extensions somewhere? Mm-hmm. Wow, sure I do. I know all these major nines mm-hmm. and six nines and whatever. So you say, then.
Yeah.
That was the other one was when I went.
And the ability to harmonize it and use like the
harmonize, you can put the melody on top?
Well, and put the changes, deviate from the straight changes. You're not using it like you were talking about.
No, you try to hear two. What the normal changes are. Because these are charts not usually very perfect for that. Mm-hmm. To get a nice, great set of blowing changes or improvising changes. Mm-hmm. This isn't bad stuff, but for instance, for my money, one thing in musical art is you don't give away something so soon that when it arrives in a larger context, its value has been diminished. I really object to that in music. So anything, any tune I hear or anything where I like hear this tune, this chord in a song, and then later, about four beats later, they come back with it again. It's like, wait a minute. No, one or the other, but not so back to back.
Right, it loses value.
It does. So for them to come out of the gate and go, they mean well. Those are the original changes, probably. The only problem for me is when A flat 6 is used, when we go, we're right back with it.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't sound exciting. But if my ears were made hungry for A flat major, so I'd heard it yet.
Oh, yes.
So, these were what I was doing before. I might save that since that's so flavorful. I might try to find, because that's a four dominant.
Right.
I love four dominant.
Me too.
I think I'll save it for the second go around. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try for another flavor. I'm going to go for five minor. No, I can't because we're about to get to five minor. That's our next chord. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for chords I could go to from E flat that will fit the melody and that will not be disruptive to get from there to five minor next. So I'm going to try the five of the five minor.
Two.
Yeah, it probably won't sound good, but I'm going to just try it. Actually, kind of dug it, but I heard it was different. I'm sure that's the middle. I'm going to try half step into it. Wow, that's wild. That's not what I want to hear. But I'm going to try a five altered, because altered dominants lead very well into minors on the same root. Like B flat's altered dominant.
Right.
Right. To lead into minor something. It's wild, pretty it's sexy. Clashy, but I dig. Yeah, I like the sexiness of it. So, what I'm saying is, you can find out, Mark, sometimes if you say, well, I don't know, Ted, please help me more, then I will. But sometimes what we got into was that four major
count.
We could feel now. Can I play it another key? Because the value is not fresh anymore, because we've heard it turn. For both of us, you'll see, you will feel it. If I establish this key to where we're happy to be in it, I'm going to give you a Gershwin-esque intro. Okay. Now we're ready for this key, right? I want to hear Billy come in and go,
right. Okay, now there you went two minor.
That's what I did here, too, but I said how it was also a five. Curtis Mayfield would call it a five.
Well, if that sounds so much better, how come it's not on the paper?
Let's see now. The real book. That means these are the
real... How come
real...
those guys didn't know that?
A lot of people that write these books... don't mean to not know, but they just don't know that they don't know. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in many areas of life, you've noticed that they don't know that they don't know.
Right.
So they assume that they do know. Mm-hmm. So they go out on a limb and call their book
fault.
The real book.
Yeah, it's not their fault. Ignorance.
Real book. I mean, it makes it sound like it's going to be the real cool stuff, right?
It's not.
It's okay, though. It's better not having it, but gee whiz, man.
Well,
we can't
it gives you...
I wish somebody would clarify.
Gives you the marble. Yeah, it gives you the block marble.
That's true. There are two other things in the market that one guy says the real changes to
the
tunes.
Yeah, what do you think
of the... I've got the other one, the Dick Hyman one.
Right.
100 songs you should know.
That are beautiful, with the hottest voices or the hottest changes.
His changes are improvements, and some of them are especially cool.
Uh-huh.
Yet, sometimes he's a little old-fashioned for what I want to hear in certain spots. That's all, just a touch.
So how do I develop this? Keep coming back.
Experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are only 12 roots at any one moment. When stumped, be a scientist. That's what I had to do, Mark. Mm-hmm. I still have to do it. Say, well, here I am. Mm-hmm. I can either stay there or go to 11 other letter names. That's all that she wrote.
Right.
That ain't 1,100, just 11. So I say, boom, 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 boom. Whoa, flat two dominant, not today. Not with, yeah, unless I alter it. Let's try it. So I say, let's alter it before we junk it. That was different.
I understand. I mean, I know. But you see, I got what I got to do is
so many options.
I got to get over the hump of, well, I'll play this. And you're shit, Levy. You know, you're just shit.
No, none of us
walk
are shit.
Away. No, but I mean, I got to just get over it.
We're ignorant.
Yeah.
Human, but it sounds coarse, so we don't want to say it too many times a day to each other or to ourselves. But human beings are ignorant. We're slow.
Mm-hmm.
We're new to the planet, relatively speaking. In this span of history, we're new to the planet. We're babies. We're the diaper creatures.
Sure.
So we're going, we had somebody named Lady Day wrote a tune, or some friends wrote it with her. We got a chord. Where can it go? You say, where does one go? So you try to remember Tertian Harmony Studies out in, where was that? Not Silver Lake, that place.
Mackinac College.
And what part of town was that? Echo Park, Griffith Park near
there?
Griffith
Park, right, yeah.
So say, I went to Griffith Park, saw a squirrel, said hi, came to class, sharpened pencil, learned a few things.
Mm-hmm.
What is one supposed to do? You say, well, can go to the basic chords in the key. And somebody says, Mr. Levy, you're the professor.
Mm-hmm.
Can it go to any chord in the key felicitously? And you go, it's a good question. Class, anybody want to answer it? And another kid, I tried it last night. It does go to every chord. And you go, you're right. How many chords is that, class? You go, well, one kid says, six? You go, correct, because if the one is one of the seven chords itself,
mm-hmm.
so there's six other prime places to move it to.
Right.
Teacher, yes? How will I know which quality? Answer. You won't until you learn to love the sounds by playing them a lot so that you can hear them in your head and choose the one you want.
Mm-hmm.
What if the paper, don't worry about the paper.
Right.
Use the one you like if you're running the show. If it's somebody else's show, use their paper unless you can convince them not to.
All right.
It's like, so here you are, you're going one, two. Say, now you sing the tune. Then there's God there. I'm going to try one to three. Then there's God there. That sounds like a Stevie Wonder version if he had never heard Lady Day's version.
Mm-hmm.
Something where you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not Stevie, but somebody like that.
Cool.
El DeBarge.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Jillian.
Now you're just saying diatonically.
Yeah. First, the diatonic ones are the pillars of the key. Luckily, we have a few things to hang on to. So then I would try one to four. Then he's got Jillian. I say, wow, that
really
is sweet. Yeah, it's sweet. The only thing is, I know it's going to make the four
coming
major,
up.
So that's when I'd make a four dominant there, maybe, instead.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's got Jillian. They really are different. The dominant's completely different in feeling than the other one. Now I'm going to try five. And I remember, wait now, Ted, don't junk it yet if you're not happy. Try the sus ones, those are cool.
Mm-hmm.
I say, well, I do like the sus dominant thing.
Yep.
Then I try the altered. I say, well, maybe I'll save it. It's so spicy. I want to save it for the push in to some other spot. You know, I don't want to use my spiciest color on the very first chord that one goes to. You feel that's okay to think that way? You hear where I'm coming from, right?
Oh, yeah, man. That's like the ladies are going to get up and go to the head right away. They hear that the first time.
Got to adjust the panties. Right? Use that tampon right up. So then I start trying the extra expanded root diatonics.
Expanded
root diatonic, or expanded diatonic roots. Pardon me, it's late in the day. Flat 2, flat 3, flat 6, flat 7, sharp 4. Those are the five other non. That's all 12 tones.
Why expanded root diatonic?
Love them.
I love them, but how did that name come about? What else?
Had to call it something. didn't want to go on TV with no ammunition. truth, man.
I love them too. Flat 3, flat 6, flat 2, I'm in love with.
Yeah. If you take diatonic as the framework of the key, and that it sounds attractive and it's very American, and it does work in this country. It's part of our heritage, whereas this is not American. We can't say this is the middle of our kinds of keys. Right. But we can say...
Right.
All that stuff, and certainly with the major chords, people playing. Diatonic major is easily seen,
very American.
George Russell notwithstanding, to be the center of everything.
Lydian
is still, Lydian is a new visitor when she shows up. We're glad to have her, but she ain't the center like George wants. Anyway, so if that's true, then we say, well, what about the other fellows who love to be in the key, brothers and sisters? They're in there. They love it. They want to be accepted. We invite them in. We like them. But they're not strict diatonic, so they're on the periphery of diatonic. We're expanding the framework of what we mean by diatonic. So for short, expanded, I just write AXPDIAT, expanded diatonic root. This is a non-diatonic root. Non tends to have a stigma of like not so great or something, but non is fair. Non-diatonic
part
root.
Of.
But part of the key, but not part of diatonic key. So I tried going to a flat 2, and then this guy said, I say, well, try a dominant. See how you like that? Try the Lydian. Well, maybe I'll save that one for later. That's quite a flavor there. Now I'm going to try the flat 3.
Now,
I might use that near the end of the song as a surprise chord in the last time out. Because it works with the melody and everything. That was A major 9. In the key of G flat or F sharp.
Okay.
Now I'm going to try flat 6, which is D, in harmonic.
That's cool, too.
Yeah, it's a great sound. I'm not sure it works with that melody tone, but I love it.
It's on the outer planet, one of the outer planets.
Well, you'd be surprised how it's not so out. It's on, it's it's out compared to the center,
yes.
But not way far.
No,
okay.
No, you're still
it's
in the solar
key.
System.
Because this is still... friends with all these friends. When we go, here's the same chord, D major type. G flat major.
Bright stuff.
So we have flat 7. Lazy afternoon vibe of going to just majors down the whole step.
One for my baby in there.
Yeah,
and
it's got that vibe, doesn't it? The melodies are very similar. You can get so many shavings in there.
So I could play that, huh? I should play that.
It's great.
I love the tune.
Then you try it as a dominant.
I'm going to bring it in next time.
Right. It's just a 9. Now I'm going to try 13 because there's a difference. I think this did shut down, or is
no,
it auto-reversing?
Gone.
Oh, great.
Now you're doing the flat 7 there.
Flat 7, 13. Okay. Now I'm going to add the sharp 11. I'm going to try it as a sus dominant. See, I'm singing this, I think, and I'm playing that, so that can be a little problem.
I need to do exercise this. I need to get this really tuned in. What do you think, Ted?
I think if every guitar player did this, could stand the heat of how much time it takes.
Right.
They'd love harmony even more than they love it before they do it. The frustration would be outweighed by the results, the findings of their own character. I had to find out that I love... It helps me as a human being to know myself better, and I found out... Man, do I love these atmospheric colors.
Right.
That's just what I love.
And when you get it, because I'll tell you, I love playing. I don't necessarily love all the stuff I play. But I love playing. This is when I do find something that I love to play, man, it's there. I mean,
Or you try to use it in some context. And even if you don't use it right away somewhere, you just play it for its own sake.
Man, I just got... When something new hits, I just, boom, I'm dialed. And this seems like a way to get there.
Yeah, I've done many, many hours of this work, and I'm glad. I still do it, Mark. I still try sometimes. but most of it's behind me on the basic level now. Right. Because I kept saying, Ted, you can get it because there are only 12 roots.
Right.
And there are only so many shadings. Just do all the moves that you can possibly stand to do at various times.
Removed all the rope. I get myself in a artificial roadblock.
I didn't say I must do every voice leading mm-hmm. and every soprano move. I have said that at times, mm-hmm. but I know that's a lifetime study. Mm-hmm. But I would say choose a voicing of something mm-hmm. and feel the color by, like, just what's it feel like to go to a flat 7 dominant?
Mm-hmm.
If it was already good, then I might say, is it significantly different if I change something? As soon as that would get different, I'd say, what is it that made it? When did it finally get different? Like, so far, even this one could visit. Well, that's starting to change. It doesn't matter. Any of these tones could have been on top without changing the mood that that creates. You notice that too,
yep.
right? I would try to be a detective there, an observer, a science guy on that.
With the tools that I have, I mean, I may not have that full command of it.
Well, sure you do. Watch. This is just science. You just say, even if I didn't know it, Mark talking to himself, even if I didn't or don't at this moment know it, I know that it's there, so all I have to do is talk to it, and it'll talk to me. Kind of like many things. So this is one, and you decide that day to try your flat 7 dominant. And you've already done this, and you said, that's kind of groovy. And you force yourself to sing, and you said, I want to try it with lower, richer voicings, roughly in the same spot on the neck. So you got to E7 over here, where it's 7's in the bass, and then you say, and you try different melodies on the E, and you go, wow, they're all about the same effect, generally speaking. They all vibe like a flat 7 dominant. When does it change? When you get a sus 4 or 11, now it's a different shading of flat 7. Is it good? Of course it's still good, unless it clashes with the melody. We have to find out.
I'd go for it.
I still dig it, but it is rubbing.
Somebody might not dig it.
Some folks might do the check please routine.
If I was playing for like moms and stuff, the PTA, I might not do it.
I might do it to make sure that they need to adjust their lower garments.
the garments.
Yeah, the bottoms and lower garments, they don't enjoy life enough. Get them moving around a little bit.
You know, it's like you play it and like you go, you know, deep down, you really do like this.
That's right. You're not supposed to. You know, you tell yourself you're Dunkin' Donuts, but you know what you're really doing.
Yeah, they have just sort of a small, little devilish smile.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, man? I think the whole American psyche is tuned into the blues. It was a gift from God to our country or something, because, man, anything bluesy is just so hard to resist. Just everybody digs it in some form, whether their form
right.
might be.
This girl I'm going out with, I took her,
it's fine, I'm happy.
I went to the Blues Festival on Sunday, you know, to Long Beach.
There was a Blues Festival?
Saw James Brown.
Ooh, wow. James.
Yeah, he was great.
Did he still dance well?
Good. He didn't play that much. Getting a little pissed. It's the last show. I'll just bring you up to date on it. I told my date, hey, you know something? Maybe Jimbo didn't show up. I haven't hung out around him lately. But maybe he just found a good little bar or something in downtown Long Beach and decided, you know, to hang. Because, you know, everyone's starting to boo, and so thank you. So,
they were booing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was bumming at the end of the night, bud, after a long day. Then James comes out.
They started booing by the third song that
they
wanted
third of the band, you know, 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
You know, and so by that time, a lot of people are leaving, so we're moving forward, you know, because I said, I got to see this guy up close, good sound, just what a band.
So it's good that people are leaving.
Yeah, I was going, cool. And a full band with horns, and great guitar player, real rhythmic.
It wasn't too loud, it was loud, but not
but
too
no,
loud.
Not too loud, it was just right deep, hitting deep.
That's good.
And so I see him, and then he comes out. He does one song. I forgot the name of the tune. He's kind of a ballet dancer, out doing toe stuff.
Oh, really?
Real surrealistic, you know, R&B. Really hip R&B tune. This sort of ballad got thing, and this dancer's doing toe stuff, you know. But he did this tribute, and I heard he's recorded this. He goes, you know, and they're like doing that R&B thing in the background, and so, you know, I wanna, we gotta thank God that we had Elvis Presley, Sam Cooke, Jimi Hendrix, Otis Redding.
Well, that's nice.
A tribute to all these guys that passed on.
Uh-huh.
And then
that's
like,
sweet.
Yeah, it was out of sight. It was beautiful. Anyway,
he is a good man, you know. I think he hit a real low point in his life. Possibly, he might have done some drugs there when he went to
sure.
I don't know. He's denied certain things.
Well, whatever.
I don't know the truth. It's not, I don't really care.
No.
I just know that after he got out, man, he spoke about how grateful he was.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be in a very grateful position, attitude-wise.
Hey, vibe-wise, coming, you know, once I got close, when I got close to him, I could see it radiating, man. You know, like, I'm going, you know, I'm seeing part of history here, man. This guy is a beacon of something that's real special to my life.
Have you seen the movie Ski Party, by chance?
Mm.
It's a fluffy movie, mm-hmm. obviously, from the mid-60s. But he shows up in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And on Beach Blanket Bingo, you get little Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those fluffy...